This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. $6 million federal grant dollars will help fund a remodel of the Colorado Springs Airport Terminal and Concourse. The city says the building is nearly 30 years old. The project is aimed at improving traveler experiences as well as energy and water efficiencies. Renovation plans include new windows, elevators, restrooms, and more. Construction is expected to begin this summer. The U.S. Department of the Interior is suing a Fort Collins-based water company over a ruptured culvert that damaged parts of Rocky Mountain National Park. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Federal officials say Water Supply and Storage Company is responsible for the 2017 rupture at Grand River Ditch that led to extensive erosion within Rocky Mountain National Park. It damaged more than 2 acres of forests, streams, and wetlands. The culvert was constructed in the 1890s to move water to the Front Range. The complaint asks for Grand River Ditch to be condemned and sold to help pay for the damages. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A federal judge says NFL coach Brian Flores can push forward with discrimination claims against the Denver Broncos, the New York Giants, the Houston Texans, and the NFL. Flores sued, saying the league was rife with racism, particularly in its hiring and promotion of black coaches. He sued after he was fired by Miami, where he led the Dolphins to a 24-25 record over 3 years. It'll be mostly clear for the rest of the day across the Front Range with lows tonight in the mid-20s. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a chance for light snow in Denver with a high around 47 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.